This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is currently sheltering more migrants than at any other point this year. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more on what that means for the city.
For the third time this year, Denver has mobilized emergency operations to respond to an increase in migrants crossing the U.S. southern border and arriving in the city. This past week, 300 people arrived per day. That's more than double the number of arrivals compared to 1 month ago. On Sunday, 12 buses alone arrived from Texas, sent by Governor Greg Abbott. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Denver is looking for contractors to take over sheltering efforts with an initial budget of $20 million to work with local partners. Officials are also asking for more federal funding and donations to help migrants arriving in the city. One in four Colorado students were chronically absent in the last school year, meaning they missed 10% or more of the school year. That's down a bit from the previous year when more than 30% of students were chronically absent. Students in kindergarten and high school miss class most frequently. 40% of kids who are learning English were labeled chronically absent in the report. Research shows students are much less likely to keep up with peers and graduate when they miss school too often. In the newest COVID numbers for Colorado, close to 200 people in the hospital, up more than 60 from 2 weeks ago, and that is the largest two-week jump in almost a year. A new vaccine is available to protect against the variants that are now causing most of the coronavirus infections in the U.S. It'll be a mostly sunny weekend across the state, with temperatures getting warmer tomorrow and Sunday. This is CPR News.